What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking about an innovative way to work on your fitness. Trampolines have been around for years and are often thought of with gymnastics or backyard fun. Have you ever thought about incorporating them into a fitness routine? That is what we are going to talk about today with our special guest, Melina Guadagnino, co-owner of Rock Soul and Fitness. Let me introduce our special guest. Melina has been a lifelong dancer, starting dance classes at the age of 3 and dancing through college and beyond. Throughout college, Melina took many dance classes, taught numerous dance camps to young dancers, and danced with the Converge Dance Company. She attended Nazareth College, where she earned her bachelor's and master's degree in social studies and literacy education. Bar fitness caught her attention a few years ago with the dance-inspired workout. After trying many different types of fitness activities, bar instantly became her favorite choice, and she became a certified instructor to share her love for bar. Melina and her husband, Joe, opened Rock and Soul Fitness in 2018 in Webster, New York, and have had such fun exercising with the Webster community. Currently, when Melina is not teaching bar and trampoline classes, she is also a high school literacy teacher at a local school district and a mommy to Luca. Welcome to the podcast, Melina.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm really excited about today. I'm excited about talking about trampolines and just being a kid again.
Yes, and trampolines just automatically bring you back to childhood. There's just something that's just so fun about them.
They're like balloons and parties, and it's fun. It's like backyard fun. Let's go. So tell us your story. So like, what got you into fitness? What got you? We briefly mentioned that in the bio, but I want to hear more about you with your fitness story and what inspired Rock and Soul Fitness.
I would say I've always been into fitness, being a dancer. Growing up and taking dance classes, we always incorporated Pilates and stretching and yoga moves into our dance training. So I think it's just something that came automatically to me with my love of dance. And then when I got out of college, I found the bar workout, which is ballet based, and it also infuses yoga and Pilates. So it was right in my wheelhouse, and I started taking classes and I loved it. And my husband and I realized that at the time there was nothing like that in Rochester. There wasn't a bar class offering. So we started to look into opening our own business and our own fitness studio. Now we've been open for 4 years.
Crazy. I know we started our businesses at the same time, 2018. Yeah. That's when we met. And you guys are just so involved in the Webster community. I know that you started that Instagram page connecting other businesses, and you guys are just such an integral part of the Webster community. So we appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
So tell us more about your trampoline class. What is it?
Okay, so our trampoline class is called Bar Bounce, and we also have a Bar Hit class. So our bar bounce class uses a mini rebounder trampoline. So maybe you have one at home, or maybe your kids have a little trampoline. That's exactly what we use, a little mini trampoline. And we fuse in weight training. We fuse in bar. So those like tiny micro movements that you do in a bar class. Mm-hmm. We do these tiny movements to like focus on one area of the body at the time. For example, if we focus on arms, we might do a tiny movement that focuses in on the bicep. And we do that for like high reps just to burn out that bicep. So we're getting in cardio with toning and tightening at the same time, which is awesome.
So why is training on a trampoline and doing your bar class more beneficial than just on the ground?
So a lot of people want to get in their cardio workout, and we know that running on the ground has a lot of can have a lot of negative impacts on your joints. Bouncing on a trampoline is really low impact and is really beneficial for people who have joint pain or who have ankle pain, any kind of pains. It's so low impact that you still get in that amazing cardio workout without a lot of like pain or burn if you would be doing another cardio workout. So it has lots of benefits too. So for example, other than being low impact, it can help stimulate the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. It helps tone your muscles because you are definitely getting a leg workout with all that bouncing. It can help improve balance because you really have to work on your core and stay strong and balanced on that trampoline so you don't fall off. So really mm-hmm. focusing on your balance as well.
You checked a lot of boxes for me as a chiropractor with my patients. I deal with joint pain every day. And I love that. I didn't even think about that. It's low impact. So it's mm-hmm. it's an alternative for runners that maybe yes. their knees are just failing them and in a lot of pain. So, and they don't like to bike. They don't, might not mm-hmm. like to row or swim. So there you go. It's another option.
Yes.
And then the lymphatic system too. I like that. I forgot about that. And I talk a lot about that with patients. So, just maybe bouncing yourself on the trampoline on a rebounder in the morning is a really good way mm-hmm. to get that lymphatic system going, get absolutely. You warmed up.
Yeah.
And what else did you say? Balance. Balance is huge. Yeah.
Balance is huge, especially as we get older. Yeah. Keeping that balance, keeping your bones strong, bone density is also another thing that's important, especially for women. So that's definitely a huge benefit of taking a bounce class.
So talking about bone density, are you increasing your bone density more on a trampoline than versus the floor? Do you know?
I wouldn't say more, but it's definitely something that it helps.
Do you know much about the G-forces and like the science behind that? I won't get too deep into the weeds here with the trampoline. I know that that's what they talk about a lot. It's increasing G-forces, I believe, on the trampoline. Because of gravity coming down and your body. I don't know. I don't want to get too in the weeds, but.
I'm not sure about the G-forces, but I do know that it is. I think if you bounce 20 minutes, it's equivalent to running a mile. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It is an amazing, amazing workout.
And way more fun. Who wouldn't want to
way
bounce
more fun. 20 minutes? Absolutely. The ladies who take class just have so much fun. It can be. Choreography based. Some of the things they do are choreography based in class. It's a fun music. So it's yeah. really fun. Yeah. So
are they bouncing the entire class? Is that kind of the goal?
The goal is to bounce as much as possible. But to get in some of that toning and tightening, that bar mm. piece or the hip piece, you might step off of your trampoline and use it for lunges. So you might do some reverse lunges off the trampoline. So you're always using the trampoline for something. But you might be standing on the ground doing gotcha. A reverse lunge or doing a push-up off of the front of the trampoline.
It's like a prop.
So
like
we incorporate it through the whole workout.
I love that. So who should not use a trampoline?
I would say anyone who struggles with balance.
Okay.
If you struggle with balance, it might not be the best workout for you. I would suggest starting maybe something on the ground, really like a traditional bar class. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. if anyone else could take a bounce class, it's really a great workout for anyone.
I'm assuming you're barefoot on the trampoline, right? Socks on?
Socks on. We do use burpee socks.
Okay.
Just so that you're not sliding around.
Yep. And they can purchase those there. You guys have those?
Yes, we have grippy socks. We have cute socks. They're not like the ones you get at the trampoline park. We have like cute socks.
But you could wear those from Sky Zone at your place.
You could bring in your Sky Zone socks. Absolutely.
Even though they're off brand.
Yeah.
Because what's the Altitude's the other place? I brought my Sky Zone to Altitude. They're like, oh no, you can't wear those orange socks here. You gotta buy our purple socks. I'm like, all right, you got me. Okay, so what about kids with trampolines? In your opinion, are trampolines beneficial for children?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, how come?
It definitely, again, comes down to working on those like skills kids need. And kids need mm-hmm. balance. Mm-hmm. They need to work on coordination. And it's just a great way to get out energy, to be mm-hmm. active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one growing up and I just remember always being at my chiropractor because I would always tweak something. But then again, I was more of a teenager and just probably being crazy on there. But I think if it's controlled, right, and it's mm-hmm. safe, and maybe one kid at a time. Absolutely. I mean, they learn so much about their body, jumping, bouncing, landing.
Yes. And I think trampolines have gotten a lot more safer since we were like little kids. Now they have like those nets that go around them and
100%. Oh man. Remember those trampolines growing up? They were terrible.
Yeah. I know how many kids that fell off and broke arms. And
I know. I don't know how I didn't break my leg, but yeah, knock on wood. That was good. Okay, so what are a few exercises or a mini workout listeners can try with their own personal trampoline?
So a couple easy things you could do at home. You could do high knees. So just jumping and getting your knees up as high as possible. You could do some squats off the trampoline. If you're looking to do like glute workouts, definitely do some squats off the back. You could do leg kicks. So any way you can just like kick your legs up one at a time or alternate would be a really great exercise as well. Just getting your heart rate up. So even just bouncing and adding a little twist or a little punch to the side to get a little like ab workout in is also really beneficial.
So you're really checking every box. You're getting some cardio, some strength, some plyometric even.
Yep. It's definitely a full body workout. If you try one of our bounce classes, you're going to work every inch.
So let's talk about you. So how do you win the day? So like, take me through your morning routine, your workout routine. Like, what's a perfect day for you?
A perfect day for me would probably be waking up, having some coffee, spending some time with my family and my son, who's 2 years old.
Nice.
And then coming into the studio, I like to come in early and just meet people. I like to be here and just greet everyone and get to know everyone. I try to know everyone by first name. Nice. So that's something I pride myself on, is knowing all the clients' names. So just coming here, meeting people, and then I teach morning classes on the weekends. So just teaching my class, I guess.
Nice. So a little coffee, little family, little business. Yep. Perfect day. Love it. So what are you currently reading or researching for your business right now?
Researching Pilates. So I teach Pilates classes. So I'm always researching more that I can do with our Pilates class. We have this thing called a Pilates stick. So it's not like a mega reformer. It's just a stick that we attach to the wall and to the bar. So I'm always looking for creative new moves to integrate into my classes to keep them spicy and new each week.
Nice. Pilates stick. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Pilates stick.
Sounds intense. Yeah.
It can be. It's definitely a core workout for sure. If you're looking to work out your core, that is an amazing workout.
Nice. Well, let's talk about your business now. So my wife's been going, she loves your sauna. She loves your spin classes.
Thank you.
You guys offer so many different classes. So what services do you offer at your gym?
We currently offer infrared sauna services, which are amazing, especially as the weather is cooling down. Mm-hmm. That is so great. We have massage as well. We have a massage therapist on our team.
Cool.
And then we offer fitness classes. So we offer cycle classes, Pilates classes, yoga, bar, our trampoline bounce classes, and HIIT classes.
Very cool. And you're right in Webster, right? Right in the village?
We are located right behind JoJo's and directly next to the Village Bakery.
Conveniently located there.
Yes. And if you are here for a 6 a.m. morning class, sometimes you can smell them baking the bread and their pastries.
Oh, and the bacon.
Yeah, the bacon.
So how can listeners get more info on your business, connect with you online, and or sign up for a class?
If you visit our website, www.rockandsoulfitness.com, you can register for classes. You'll find our class schedule. And we recently just launched our own new branded app. So if you go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Android Store, and you type in Rock and Soul Fitness, you can download our own app, and then you can schedule and view our classes there.
Congrats on the app.
Thank you.
Very modern. I love it.
I can't take credit for that. That was all my husband.
shout out to your husband, who right now in the picture behind you, he's got a sick shirt on. That pineapple shirt is awesome. So shout out to Joe and Luca. All right. So final question. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
I would probably take them down for a walk on the Erie Canal in Pittsburgh. And then we would probably go get some ice cream in Pittsburgh at the Pittsburgh Farms Dairy. That's my favorite spot to go for a little sweet treat.
Love Pittsburgh Dairy. What would you get? What's your favorite ice cream there?
I like anything with chocolate and peanut butter.
That would be my answer too. And I always try something different when I go there. Their flavors are just out of this world. But I always go back to chocolate and peanut butter usually. Can't go like that. What about your favorite restaurant down there on the canal?
On the canal. Oh goodness. Does it have to be on the canal?
No, it doesn't have to be there. What's your favorite restaurant though in Rochester?
Probably Rocco on Monroe Ave.
Oh yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Melina, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're busy. You're a mom, you're a wife, business owner, teacher, you got a lot in your plate. So I really appreciate what you're doing for Webster and for Rochester. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Matt. This was so much fun.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Melina shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, driscollchiropracticny.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.